Welcome to the A-Players Podcast, the place where we build and interview leaders in their field so that you can hone your skills and be at the top of your game, allowing you to make the most out of any situation and reach higher levels of success. I'm your host, Lewis Hayden, coach to very high income earners, and I'm on a mission to give everyone the opportunity to step into wealth by giving you the skills, tools, and actionable steps to go that next level. Today's episode, we're going to talk about something that's really, really real. Really, really real. Three reels in one go. That's how real it is. We're talking about mental health. And we're going to be talking about women's mental health in future podcasts. There's a guest coming on around that as well. So today, we're making this around men's mental health. Not just men's mental health, but remember, this is the A-Players and the 100K podcast. We're going to talk about how that mental health in men also influences mental wealth. And we've got a great guest coming on today, Scott Wood, to talk about all this as well. Just before we jump in with Scott Wood, though, I want to give you a quick reminder that the A-Players podcast and community remains free. It is my mission to give back and share with you, the listener, knowledge gained from working with highly successful individuals, as well as the PhD research from professors in management science. So it's logical as well as real life experiences. So in line with allowing us to achieve this mission, we do ask that you click follow and subscribe to this podcast and just share it with somebody else that you think this podcast could make a real impact on their lives. And if you do want to reach that 100K, pounds, by the way, Scott is Australian, so it's $200,000 if you're Australian. If you are eager to reach that 100K, you can join the 100K Club members. It's the same price as Netflix. You can just jump, click on that little padlock on Spotify and you will unlock those shows as well. So let's introduce Scott Wood. How are you doing, Scotty?
Doing really well, my friends.
Good stuff, mate.
Really well. Great to be on here with you, Lewis.
Yeah, it's long overdue, mate, because you're a big part of my life, actually. As the listeners know, I used to live in Australia and I was finding my way around for such a long time. And then I met your wife, Anne-Marie, during a Dale Carnegie training day. And she said, hey, she's so cool. She's so cool, Anne-Marie. She's going to come on the podcast in the future, by the way. Really, really cool. And she said, hey, look, you know, let's do a bit of a training day in my kitchen. And I was like, why would we do this in a kitchen? She says, come along. You get to meet Scotty. I'm like, who's this Scotty guy? Now, Scotty, I had known that you had been into the side hustle business for quite a while. But I didn't realize the potential what a side hustle can actually do until I came and sat in your kitchen. And it wasn't a normal kitchen, mate. You're talking like, you know.
It's a big house. We've got a big family, Lewis. We've got six children.
Six children. Fucking swimming pool outside the river. Mate, it was marvelous. I couldn't believe it. Like, it was such a beautiful place where you live. And the first thing I said to when I met you, Scott, is, mate, what do you do? Because you were just around the house. This was in the middle of a working day and you were just around the house. In fact, you'd just come back from CrossFit because you are a CrossFit legend. And I was like, mate.
In the board shorts.
In the board shorts.
That's a day, brother. That's a usual day for me.
So, yeah.
It was always a dream working in the finance profession, you know, 15 years as a financial planner through the early 2000s. It was always a dream of mine to be doing something where I could go to the gym at 9 a.m. instead of driving, commuting into the office.
So you go to the gym at 9 a.m. and then I probably saw you, you know, a lot later than that. So you were just gymming it up, you know, the kids were at school. You know, Anne-Marie was doing some training stuff with us. She was pretty much choosing when she chose the training with us as well. So I'm like, whoa, you know, you've got the nice stuff that's going on, the materialistic stuff as well, if you like. But it wasn't just about that, mate. It was like the aura that you gave off was like the stuff that we speak about all the time about being financially free and also being mentally free as well. It was like, man, this guy's nailed it. So is it okay to share some of that stuff on this podcast, mate? Because there's a lot of A-players.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Just a quick mention as well. So this podcast, what we're going to talk about then, men's mental health, Scotty, is that okay?
Yep.
Men's mental wealth, because you talked about being in the financial services and how long it was, you know, you were doing that job, shall we say. And then you found a side hustle, which just to position this session, made you what's called an ISA millionaire. Now, the company you're talking about as a side hustle that you did as well as the job for quite a while, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, so one of the stanzas is ICE a millionaire, which means that you know...
I've earned a minimum of US $1 million paid out to me.
That's the minimum standard to be ICE a millionaire, right?
That's how to be... To have that recognition is to have earned $1 million cumulative within my business. Up over probably 5.5 million now. So I think at the time when we were first catching up, it was probably not far over the million mark, but it's now up over five and a half. So
US
and that's
dollars,
over right. 11 years.
Yeah. So that's US dollars, not Australian dollars, right?
US dollars. About... So in Aussie dollars, you know, we'll say close to 8 million.
So 8 million from not working much at all and having the life that you want. And it's been... What, 6 or 7 years, mate, since we met?
Yeah.
In that time, you've got another 7 million from living the life that you do.
Yeah, thereabouts, and that's from starting a side hustle, which I never really imagined, Lewis, that it would be so successful when I first started, and perhaps I can sort of go back a little bit and share the story of how that all got kicked off. So I've always had a passion for health. So growing up as a competitive surfer, into fitness, and when I was 19, I had a really bad accident, broke my neck. I was driving home late one night, working as a bar manager, but on a country road, driving down to my hometown of Evans Head, near Byron Bay. If anyone knows Byron Bay in Australia, quite close to Byron Bay, but I hit three horses and had a serious accident, broke my neck, broke my C2, T2, T4. But that was a huge life event for me. Obviously, wasn't able to surf for a while. I was in a body brace for 9 months. So I was in hospital for 4 weeks. But it was a really pivotal moment in my life because it just helped me really value life and be grateful for every single moment that we have in this life. And, you know, grateful for just waking up in the morning. So that really put me on a path of taking care of myself and looking after myself. And I got into the finance world after running my own business. I had a business based in Lismore, which again, near Byron Bay. I was in business in manufacturing. This was at age 23, 24, and was making environmentally friendly cleaning products. And that was only a few years. I ended up getting out of that, but got into finance in 2000, working for a big four bank here in Australia, still really focused on my health, but I sort of just fell into this and was really interested in learning how to manage money and how to make money. And the thought of managing people's money was really, really exciting, and the whole strategy around that. So I got into studying, got the highest level of qualification that I could, the CFP, 6 years of study. As I was working my way through that role, but for 15 years, the last sort of 6 years, we'll say, of that was running my own office in Brisbane, doing a combination of stockbroking and financial advising. And it was a really, really exciting place to be. It was an exciting vehicle, but it was really, really coming at a cost to my health. Always burnt out, always in the office, always stressed. Coming through the global financial crisis as well from 2007, 2008, 2009, there was that hangover. And talk about mental wealth. My mental wealth was totally depleted because I was always worried about my clients' funds, my own business, and not seeing my family. And the pain of my family not seeing me, Lewis, like I wasn't there for 95% of my kids growing up at the time.
You
know, being there for my wife, that business came at a huge cost. Even though I was making impact, really, really serving at a high level, and doing okay financially pretty well, it was just at the cost of my own mental wealth, my mental health, my physical health, because I wasn't sleeping, go hours and hours and hours without eating, you know, busy. And yeah, it was just a nasty, it turned out being like a real devastation to my own health and mental health. I did develop periods where I believe I had anxiety and like heightened levels of stress, but I just learned to deal with it. But it was actually clients of mine who introduced me to the side hustle, and I was open to it because always looking at different ways to make money, right? And it's really, really, really difficult to cut spending, I believe. Some people do it well, budgeting, but it is hard. I believe it's way easier to make an extra $1,000 a week than it is to cut $1,000 a week, if that makes sense. So I've always opened opportunities, and clients of mine, she was a physiotherapist, he was a personal trainer. They told me about this business they'd got involved with, like a side hustle business that was right into the health and wellness space. As a physio, she was really, really impressed with the products and the quality, all natural, and seeing the results that her clients were getting, and the improvement in their mobility and body composition, body optimization, losing weight, building muscle, inflammation and going away, like inflammation improving in their body. So it sort of sparked my interest. And while I was skeptical, probably on the product side, I saw that they were already having success in the business. You know, they were already nearly earning $1,000 a week, and they'd only been doing it for about 6-7 months. So I went into this with the idea that, okay, $600 a week would be a game changer, right? That would mean that my wife probably wouldn't have to go back to work, could stay at home. That $600 a week, I'm sure most people listening, even today, $600 a week extra would be huge for most families, right? So I tried the health products. I did the system. What really surprised me was the changes I had in my own health. Now my body composition greatly improved from like 18% fat down to 12% fat, gaining. But the big thing was gaining my energy and that getting that mental clarity back, starting to sleep better, waking up more energized and more productive and just more fired up for life. But over my first sort of 30 days, I dropped 6 kilos of fat and gained 2 kilos of muscle. And in doing so, people started noticing, and I was sort of more excited to want to tell people about what I'd been experiencing. And as a result of that, as of me talking to people, sharing these products, and starting to be involved in the side hustle, in the third month, I'd earned $6,000.
Wow.
It's like, as a financial advisor, in
3 months, you started to make $6,000.
In the third month. And it sort of just popped my brain. I was like, fuck, like, what do you need to have invested in property or shares to generate $6,000 cash flow in a month? It's like, okay, if we look at it, that's like, say, 60 grand a year or 70 grand a year. You know, you need over $1 million in a property portfolio to generate that sort of cash flow. Likewise, in a share portfolio. And I was like, how long does it take the average person to create that sort of wealth? $1 million property portfolio or $1 million share portfolio. It's like, what do you think, Lewis? Like, how long would the average person take? It's a lifetime, right? It could be multiple lifetimes. So that sort of really opened my mind to the power of the side hustle that I was doing, which was partnering with a company called Isagenics. And so I decided to go all in at that stage. And I reached out to the couple that got me started. Like, teach me everything. Like, I want to learn how to do this. Yeah. I see this as a great opportunity. There's people having great results with their health, but I just earned $6,000 and I'm interested in earning more. Like, show me how to. So we set a goal, and I set a goal for 12 months. And to be honest, I saw a light at the end of the tunnel, Lewis, that allowed me to get out of this stress pit that I was in and to do something that was actually going to benefit my health and allow me to be more at home. So I got to work, and it took me 13 months from that time, actually 12 months from that time, 13 months around overall. And I'd replaced my income from that I'd been.
And it wasn't just a normal income, mate. I mean, just to put it back into context again, and to answer your question, yeah, how long would it take to replace that? Mate, look, you was in the financial world. If anybody was to know a different way around this, it would have been you. You would have spotted it. And for you to see this sort of opportunity, incredible, you know. And what you've done there is you've gone, right, there's a light at the end of the tunnel here. It's not just about the money. It's about how can I get a life that provides me with the income and hits, allows me to hit my goals, and also let me see my family and time for yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was September 2013. I went and picked my son up from school for the first time ever. And it was one of the greatest days of my life. And then I decided to, and so I'd got it up to $25,000 a month. And that was pretty much the profit I was taking out of my previous business. So, but you know, I had overheads. I was paying $100,000 a year and rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Electricity. This new side hustle was just the cost of a phone and maybe driving around and a bit of travel.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm out. And so I pretty much handed over the keys, left, and the side hustle became my main thing. Yeah.
Got to be all in, what you say, mate. You've got to be all in.
All in. Yeah, that was, and that is a real key piece, right? Being all in. And that's an energetic thing. I see all too often people, they're in, but they're not all in. So you imagine, Lewis, back when you proposed to Anna.
Yeah.
Right? You get down on one knee. You say, Anna, you're looking up at her. I'm 99% sure that I want to marry you. Will you marry me?
It's a bit like that Married at First Sight thing, isn't it? I was watching, Anna, I'll say I watched it. It was on last night. And they get married. Have you seen it, Scotty? So
they
couple up two people together and they never met each other. And all of a sudden, like they get really shocked when the guy turns around and goes, I don't know. I need a little bit of time to figure this out. And the lady's there going, whoa, hold on a minute. We're married now. You're not all in. I'm like, well, hold on a minute. You've only just met each other, et cetera. But that's the same thing. They're turning around and going, I'm not all in. And it makes everybody feel, whoa, I'm supposed to be married to you, you know?
But imagine
you're right, mate. Yeah.
Imagine in the mindset if you're in business and you're only 99% in. It's the same sort of energetic situation here where if you're not all in, what are your chances of succeeding?
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you have to be all in where 100% of your time goes into starting a side hustle or starting a new business. It's just the time that you're allocating. It's a mindset where, okay, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm 100% in with this. Let's go.
Yeah. And that goes into other parts of your life as well, Scotty, doesn't it? I mean, you just said their relationships.
Yep.
It goes into
relationships, your health, like, you know, really taking care of yourself and your health. I believe health, for me, health is my highest value.
Yeah.
And some people will look at that and go, well, gee, shouldn't you have your family as your highest value? Most people is family.
Yeah.
Unless they haven't got a family yet, then it's probably making money. And, you know, if you're in your 20s and 30s, it's probably business and making money. But health, if you don't have your health sorted out, how can you be at your best? How can you be at your best to be the most productive in your business? How can you be at your best to be the best father or the best partner or the best friend? So health, I believe, really, it's important to have it as a very, very high or the highest value because it overrides everything.
Yeah. It's the foundation, isn't it, Scotty? It's the foundation. Like, it's almost like a pyramid of three blocks now, isn't it? You know, right at the top, if you want to have that wealth created, underpinning that, you've got to have your health and mental health. There needs to be the foundations there. And I'd say what comes first, Scotty, getting your health right, that'll probably influence your mental health, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think moving your body, getting it. I watched a podcast recently where there was a debate over this. What comes first, mental health or physical health? And some people will say, well, mental health is more important than physical health. It should come first. But how do you, like, if you're feeling tired or if you're feeling down or you're feeling you've been beaten up or, you know, you get out and do a workout, those endorphins, those hormones that are increasing, those healthy hormones. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel better. And you do feel better about yourself. It's going to bring your stress levels down and make you feel like you're progressing in that area and feeling more fulfilled. So I remember I've done a lot of work over the years with Anthony Robbins.
Yeah, Tony Robbins, yeah.
One of the things I've always taken away from working with him is physiology first. Mm. So our physiology creates...
the psychology.
Yeah, it's the most important thing. So if getting our physiology sorted first, then it has that flow-on effect through our whole life.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of science being released around this as well, mate, now. Because if you listen to, like, the new articles are saying about neuroscience, these are, you know, these are physicists and scientists that look at what's going on within the brain. What it comes back down to, the chemicals in your brain. What chemicals are being released? And this isn't to say, hey, look, it's just because there's a lot of, you know, a certain chemical in your brain, a lot of dopamine, for example, right now. But where's the dopamine coming from? You know, that dopamine doesn't just come from the thoughts that creates more. It comes from the physiology, like you've just mentioned, having the right sleep, having the right nutrition, having the right, all these things need to be right in place, right? These right foundations. Otherwise, what's the point?
So I'm a lot. So one of the, with the company I'm still aligned with, I mentioned Isagenics. So I'm right into the science and the chief science officer, Dr. Joshua Plant.
Yeah, I follow Dr. Joshua Plant on Instagram.
And also the scientist that does all of the studies and the peer-reviewed studies around the products and the systems. They really talk about, for men's health, because we're talking about men's health here tonight, the two most important things for men's health, I will say three, but the top two is protein.
Mm-hmm.
A good quality source of protein. And sleep.
Yes.
Protein. And now there's also a lot of studies and research coming out on the importance of us maintaining and or increasing or being able to maintain our muscle.
Hmm.
And when we reach age 40, I'm a bit older than you, buddy. I just turned 50 this year already.
What? I thought you were my age, Scotty.
Muscle atrophy is a real thing, right? We start to lose around 1% a year.
Yeah.
Now, that loss of muscle is very detrimental to our health. And a lot of the age-related diseases could be prevented if we just are able to hold on to our muscle. Hmm. So protein, but a really good quality source of protein. And as a guide, we work in kilograms over here in Australia. Maybe you can convert it back. But 1.6 grams of protein per kilo of body weight per day is the requirement to maintain – just to maintain, right? So for someone that's 100 kilos, what's that at 220 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
That's 160 grams of protein.
Yeah.
And then it's also important to space it out. You know, you don't want to eat nothing all day and then have a huge feast for dinner and chow down on half a kilo of steak. It's spreading it out around four serves throughout the day, 40 grams a day that particular person would have if they're going for that 160 that have divided by four, 40 grams a day, 40 grams a serve, I should say.
Serve, yeah, yeah.
The quality is also important too, right? Good quality, clean, you know, things like go organic with your meat, grass-fed, good quality eggs. Anyone's vegetarian, you know, go for the good quality things like tempeh and tofu. And then you do need to supplement. Like in most cases, you would need to supplement using a good quality protein. The most bioavailable type of protein on this planet is called an undenatured whey protein concentrate. I'm going to write that down. Undenatured whey protein concentrate. The cleanest source in the world comes from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Cleanest source. They don't use antibiotics and hormones there. And the animals have to be pasture fed. So it's clean, clean, clean protein. It's the most bioavailable and highest grade. Being undenatured means that it hasn't been treated with chemicals or heat. So it retains all the natural enzymes and peptides and absorbs in the body really fast. But any type of good, healthy whey protein is good. For those that are plant-based, you can get some really awesome plant-based versions as well. So protein number one, and then sleep. Like for the listeners, like do a self-check. Like honestly, how much sleep are you getting each night? as a man to operate and function, it's like 6 hours is probably the going rate, but it's still not enough. We really need 6 to 8 hours, 8 hours ideally, and the quality of sleep. And so the fact is there's financial stress, you know, there's worry about what's going on in the economic situation worldwide. There's all sorts of stresses, right? And that causes us to lay awake at night worrying. But it's important to get that sleep in check. So, having a nighttime routine, to get yourself to sleep is really important. There's so much research out there. You know, you can just Google it. But one of the ways nutritionally that you can support your sleep is through plant-based adaptogens.
Okay.
A lot of studies being done on this now. Consuming adaptogens, so things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, ginseng. There's a list of them, right? But these herbs really do help to sleep and reduce your stress. Cortisol as well, around a 30 to 35% improvement in sleep and reduction in stress just through having a plant-based adaptogens daily.
Amazing, mate. And this is it, really. That back to that pyramid. They both share that foundation that you've got to have the right nutrition and the right sleep as well. Otherwise, yeah. You know, your mental health and your mental wealth, they go hand in hand. Mm. They go hand in hand, don't they?
Absolutely. And then the third one is the stress. But if we can have that good quality sleep, that is going to allow us to really keep that stress in check. And again, like I mentioned through using the plant-based adaptogens, that really does help to lower stress as well. But you know, there's some amazing things we can be doing, some mindfulness techniques that can help with stress. I do a mindfulness ritual every morning that really does help calm me and get me set up for the day.
Really? Okay. Scott, would it be useful you sharing that with us in a while?
Yeah, for sure.
I want to just quickly, before we go on to that, the nutrition element of it, is I have a journey as well around this using the same products that you just mentioned. Not to say there aren't other products out there, right? And this isn't to push the certain agenda or anything, Scott. But I know how you feel about these products. And when I first met you, I was like, shit, this is another network marketing company. And then when I got to meet you and seen that you was actually living the life of not just health and wealth, I was like, there's something in it here. Now, I had spent, since I was 15, Scotty, I used to go to the gym and followed all the people on Instagram and YouTube, the lot. And I thought I was my own scientist when it came to this massive I know attitude when it came to this. And people had mentioned around isogenics before, especially in Australia, because it's big over there and it's now in the UK and worldwide now. But it was, I only ever heard of it when I was in Australia. And I thought, oh, fuck me, here we go again. Here's another one. I'd heard a few people talk about it on the Gold Coast. And then when I went and met you, you never mentioned anything about isogenics, or Anne-Marie hadn't. And I went into your house and I saw the products on the side. And I was like, okay, I'm curious. How have you got this lifestyle? And you've also got the, I want to say this, mate, and it's not me coming on to you. You got like the body of a god when you came in there with your board shorts. It's just to set the position, right? Just to set the signal of this was really working for you. So you came to me and said, Lewis, you know, this is what I do. And I went, okay, went away from there. Didn't give it any thought. And, mate, I went to Australia to enjoy my life. I really did. And it's probably about a couple of months later that I had a photo of me on the beach. Now, after 1 year of being in Australia, what do you think most UK people do when they go to Australia? They go there for the beaches, right? They go there for the sunshine. Mate, after 3 months of me being in Australia, I don't think I went to a beach for probably about 8 weeks because I was just working. You know, I was business coaching. I was doing all this extra stuff. I love it. I enjoy it. I love helping people in their businesses and people break through. But, mate, Anna took a photo of me on the beach probably about 8 months, 9 months into it. Yeah, you remember it, yeah. And I thought, right, you know, I know all this stuff. I go to the gym daily. I eat the right stuff, chicken. I eat all the protein shakes, the lot. And I had this photo of me on the beach, mate. And sometimes you get bad photos of you, right? This was just like, what am I doing? And it was me there, and I had like man tits. I had man tits. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? My I know attitude, thinking I know best, is getting in my way. So I felt really down about myself, and I thought, is this what I've come to Australia for, to feel like shit when I see photos? This isn't me at my full potential. My full potential, I've got the vision board, I've got that CrossFit body, I've got the, you know, I've got the family going on the beach and the vision. I mean, looking at it right now, it's on my vision board here. And then I saw a photo of it, and I'm like, man, I think I'm aligned to it, but I'm not. The reality is, this is the reality, what I'm physically seeing. And I called you up and I said, Scotty, come on, man. And you said it's a 30-day free trial and I'll get my money back if it doesn't work. So let's go for it. Let's go for it. Mate, I lost 2 stone.
Mate, you were shredded after that.
I was shredded.
I have shared those photos to so many people, brother.
Yeah, I was shredded, mate. And the thing was, is I thought, wow, I've gone through my 20s, late 20s, thinking I was the shit. But the reality was, and this is the reality from a mental health perspective, is that I was getting in my own way by thinking that everything was great when it was a bit denial, really. No, don't get me wrong. I was still quite fit. It was by my standards. But by my standards, I wanted to be the best. But my nutrition and my mental health wasn't right for the person that I said I was going to become. Yep. So by going on that process with you, mate, yeah, we came back to the UK and shared it, and it started to bloom here as well. My dad did it, my mom did it, my brothers did it. They all lost, you know, obviously everybody's different, mate. There's a bit of disclaimer around this, I imagine, because it depends on people's bodies. But they all went on to lose over a stone. And, mate, when I did that journey with you the initial time, I don't know if I ever told you this, mate, but I wanted to prove it wrong. I wanted to prove it that this network marketing company and all this rah-rah shit that I don't like, by the way, and you know my mindset around that. I still think it's too much rah-rah, but it doesn't mean you have to join the rah-rah people. You can join the real talk people like you. I wanted to prove it wrong, mate, and I still lost all that weight.
Yeah.
But then I went all in. Like you said, I was only 95% in then, mate. Not even that, probably like 60% in. And then I went all in and ended up having photo shoots and the lot and you know, going in for the ice body challenges and all sorts like that.
You started CrossFit after that too, didn't you?
Absolutely. Started CrossFit, started feeling better. We went away to, you know, we lost all the weight. And then Anna did it as well. She started feeling great, better relationship. We started feeling good about ourselves. I mean, Anna's journey is another story for women as well, because she was always comparing herself to other people, always feeling shitty, even though she's got an absolutely stunning body already, she was feeling bad about herself. So it wasn't just the fact that she started to lose weight. It was the energy it gave you, the feeling of, wow, this is now having an impact on my mental health. You know, I can be the person that I said I always wanted to be and beyond. And this isn't to push the products, mate. This is to talk about how your health reflects into your mental health.
Yep.
Which ultimately then, mate, the better I felt, the more I wanted to go out there and be that person I knew I could be. And that started my journey then into really going 100% in with the business coaching as well. Mm. Because it's not just about, when I see business owners, the business is just a vehicle for their life, but it's their body is the vehicle for their life as well. How that body is depends on the person that's driving and sitting in that driver's seat for the business. And if the driver isn't well, the business isn't well.
Yep. 100%. 100% agree. Yep.
Bit of a rant there, mate, but that's my real life story. And I'm really passionate about it because, honestly, mate, the reason you're on this podcast and from Australia is because you made a real big change in my life, mate. It was massive. Yeah.
And what do you think that was? Like, from my experience working with a lot of men and women, but I'm really passionate about working with the guys. And what I've found is that the thing that really helps with the mental health is the feeling of progress.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing that I'm circling back to my work many, many, many years ago with Tony Robbins. And one thing that I took away from him was that progress equals happiness. Progress equals fulfillment. As a man, if you can have that feeling, that sense that you are making progress in any area of your life, you will feel happier and more fulfilled.
Yeah.
And from a health perspective, you know, even if you're 250, 300 pounds, you know, 100 kilos plus, you feel overweight. If you can just start by chipping away and losing some weight, feeling more energy, feeling that sense of progress, then that is going to create more fulfillment and a greater sense of calm and a better mental environment as well.
Mate, there's a doctor that's got a book called I think it's not it might be The Art of Happiness or The Happiness Commodities. I'll have a look and share it in the show notes. But the professor, Dr. Sean Aker, you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He's the professor in happiness. He studies happiness, and I don't mean happiness as in let's hold hands and, you know, run around in a field. This is actual the science of happiness. Maybe that's what it's called, actually, the science of happiness. And what he breaks it down to in his one single line conclusion is that to be happy, you just got to have those steps forward, making those steps forward, small steps more often. I think that's what it is. Small steps more often, that feeling of progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And generally the hardest step is that first step.
Yeah.
And for some people, they just have to have that rock bottom moment. Like you saw that photo of yourself with the man tits.
Yeah.
But I really, my hope for everyone is to not to have to wait till that. Is to take the action and take the steps now. You know? The healthy, successful person has many wishes. The unhealthy person has one wish.
Hmm. Go on.
That is like let's say you're extremely unhealthy, overweight, cardiovascular issues, had a heart attack or cancer. That person has one wish.
Yeah.
To be healthy, to have their health back.
You're right. Yeah. Mate, that's a mic drop moment there. Wow. How powerful is that? Powerful. Mate, I want to talk about two more things, conscious of the time as well, because it's late in Australia, so I really do appreciate this. You said you're going to share some men's wellness tips, and also you are on a mission, just like the A Players is on a mission, to make an impact in men. That's something you're truly passionate about. So which one do you want to choose first, mate? Would you like to tell us more about those?
Yeah, well, I think I spoke about it before on the nutrition side is protein. So that is got to be a big one for men to be able to maintain their muscle, 1.6 grams per kilo per day. But if you want to build muscle, if you're training, if you're hitting the gym or you're doing any sort of exercise, it needs to be more like 2 grams per kilo per day. Focus on the sleep as well. I'd love to share like, just some work that I do daily that I coach, that I teach men to do as well, that I work with, just to set up your intention for the day. So be a more intentional person, be more intentional about how you are showing up for the day. So I truly believe that our life really is how we are showing up moment to moment. Our life is this moment right now in a series of moments. So if we're able to show up in a happier, more calm, more present, more joyful, more grateful state, then that is going to be our life. But a lot of men really find it hard to do that. They're looking for this external validation. It's like, if I can just earn that extra $1,000 a week, then I'll be happy and grateful.
Yeah.
If I can just lose those extra few kilos, then I'll be happy and grateful. If my wife says something nice to me this afternoon, maybe she'll tell me she loves me, then I'll feel loved, then I'll feel happy and more grateful. If my children behave themselves and don't run amok when I get up, then I'll feel more calm and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this external validation outside of our control. The power for us men is to stay focused on what is within our control. It works the other way around. If we can create the happiness, we can create the calmness, we can create that being more present, that more grateful, that more joyful, all of the external things will happen in our life in a positive way that we want them to. And so I use this morning mindful ritual, a technique, and which I'll share. And so when you're waking up in the morning, whether that's 6 a.m., 5 a.m., 7 a.m., or if you're a shift worker and it's 10 p.m. that you're waking up to start your day, there's this really cool breathing technique, which I learned from a guy called Nam Baldwin, who's a breath expert. And it's called the 5x5x5 breathing technique. So it's just simply in and out through the nose, deep diaphragmic breath, in for 5 seconds, and then out for 5 seconds, five rounds of that. So it's about 50 seconds. And you really want to focus on in and out through the nose and it feeling like silk, like a silky feeling coming in and out. And it does take a bit of practice to get to that level, but just starting out in and out through the nose, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, five rounds. Now that really helps to center you and bring you into your center, get some oxygen into your body, get you waking up as well. But then going straight into reading a daily page of the Daily Stoic. The Daily Stoic, it's an amazing book, Lewis. It's a daily read, one page a day. So for those guys that don't like to read, it's a really easy read. You should be a reader if you want to be successful, but one page a day, and it's lessons from the Stoics. So people like Epictetus, Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, thousands of year old philosophy. But it's all around teaching us how to stay focused on what is within our control. Some incredible lessons and messages. And so read a daily page of that, like 30 seconds, 1 minute, going into a meditation. And so meditation, 5 to 10 minutes, 10 minutes ideally. And now you've done that breathing technique. You've read a message from the Stoic. You might even just focus on that message in the meditation. Or simply just lay down quietly, comfortably, or sit quietly and just focus on that breath and just dial in. Some people like to use apps or something to help them meditate. I like to just use my breath and use my focus on my breath as a way to just calm my mind and settle. 5 to 10 minutes, breathing calmly. You might have something come up. A lot of men that I talk to and myself personally, this is a moment in time where ideas are downloaded. Thoughts come through that maybe I've been focusing on something through the day, on business or something with my partner, or just ideas and thoughts will download. So just take a note of that. So coming out of the meditation and going into 5 to 10 minutes of journaling and unpacking anything that came up in the meditation, anything that's on your mind. So a lot of us have minds that are so fast, it's chattering all the time, just writing it down. A great tip for meditation, Lewis, is just to write whatever is on your mind. If you're holding the pen on the paper and you're thinking, I don't know what to write, just write, I don't know what to write.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a bit silly. And just start to write whatever your mind is telling you, and write down perhaps what came up in the meditation. And I would say that this, for me, Lewis, has been one of the biggest game changers in my own success, is doing this journaling and this meditation, because the ideas that come to me through the meditation, just profound. And then getting that down on paper and journal. And then the last thing is my to-be list. So most men will start their day with a to-do list. We're fucking human beings. We're not human doings. So how are you going to show up for the day? Write it down. Write it down. Have that focus, that intention. So being more intentional. So how do I want to show up today? I want to be calm. and be present, be loving, grateful, passionate, energetic, focused, determined. Writing this down, how I'm showing up and being for the day. Do you think that, Lewis, if I, and for you guys listening, if I'm writing this down and focusing on this every morning, the chances of me being happier and more grateful and more joyful are going to increase?
Absolutely.
Because that's the focus.
Yeah. Even if it's 1 or 2%, mate, at the minimum, 1 or 2%, you've got to be, that's going to have a compound effect in everything that you do.
Yeah. So how am I being and showing up? So it's waking up with the 5x5x5 breath page from the Daily Stoic, and it's dated, by the way. So you just go to the date. When I first started reading, I just started reading pages, and then I worked out that, oh no, I'm supposed to read whatever date is on that page. And then the meditation, the journaling, and the to-be list. Very, very powerful, very impactful. And the feedback that I get is just that this really, really does set a person up to start the day calm, present, and through that mindfulness technique to be a much more calm and centered person, and really does help with mental health and mental awareness.
That's incredible, Scotty. I mean, I've been for 4 years now. I wake up at 5 a.m. and I do it a little bit different to you. So there's definitely some gold nuggets I'm going to take from you here. Not to say my way is the right way. Your way is advanced, shall I say, because you've got more steps into it that I will now start incorporating because of what you've just said, by the way. My version of it is the power hour. 5 a.m., pre-workout. Start buzzing after 10 minutes. Whilst I'm doing it, I'm journaling and my energy's rising. I'm journaling, and by the end of that power hour, mate, that is the most active time of my day. That is when I get shit done. So following that is the get shit done hour. Yeah. And just by getting the power hour and the get shit done hour done, I've progressed that day. So even if I did nothing else that day, by 6 a.m., 7 a.m., I've won the day.
Yeah, you win the morning, you win the day. I love that. You win the morning, you win the day. Yeah. Taking notes here.
No, so that's a great thing. I think there could be a bit of a hybrid between the two. You know, yeah. The pre-workout is borderline taking a lot of drugs, basically, before you do. You know, everyone knows what pre-workout is. Before the gym, you know, isogenics do a good pre-workout
and
as well.
Nitro.
Exactly. Yeah. So it gets the good energy going. What I'm going to do, though, mate, is definitely read the Daily Stoic, do the breathing exercise. I do the writing down already. Absolutely, mate. You've got to just write down what's on your mind. I don't know about you, Scotty, but I struggle to fit into 3 pages now. Wow. Literally, I write and write in. There's to do, there's to be, there's my goals, the vision, where am I going, making sure the direction of travel is right. Yeah. Make sure the ladder's at the right wall.
Yeah.
But there's some big stuff there as well. In incorporating that with the meditation, the Daily Stoic, and the B stuff, phenomenal. But honestly, mate, I can honestly say over the last 4 years, I've stopped drinking now. It's been 4 years since I had a drop of alcohol.
Wow.
And one of the reasons for that, thanks, mate, is if I was to drink alcohol, I'd be hungover the next day and I would miss that power hour. And if I miss that power hour just once or twice, I start to miss my week. And if I miss a week, I miss a month. And if I miss a month, I miss a year. And that companion effect over the weeks and the months and the year of having that focus with the to do and the to be at the end of it is what's got me where I am today. That is the biggest secret that I could ever share. And people think I'm nuts. Missy's like, why are you getting up at 5 o'clock, 4:30? Now, don't get me wrong, mate. The danger of it is it is affecting my sleep because I'm so eager to get up. And when it comes to fucking rest day, I can't do it. It's a habit. Well, mate, if I got to bed early, think about it, to get up at 4:30, I'd be in bed by 8:30, which means it chips into family time as well. So you've got to have a great balance, haven't you? And you've got to have this right structure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us quickly about the men's stuff that you're doing then. What's it called? What are you doing here? Because I see you doing a lot of this stuff, and I'm like, man, that looks awesome.
Yeah. So I do the isogenics with the nutrition. Obviously, that's a big part of my business, but I do, I suppose you would call it life coaching, through my business Excellence. And it's a real passion for me. It really is a big passion. And it's all around incorporating pretty much everything we've shared already tonight on the podcast here, but really, really helping. It's around that be, do, have principle.
Yeah.
Okay. I think most people may have heard around that, becoming the person that we want to be or that we have to be.
Yeah.
Okay. That are going to take the actions and follow through to create the life that we desire. So it's all around elevating our standards, having the awareness around what it's going to take on a day-to-day basis. What are the habits that we need to be doing daily that are going to accelerate us forward? And there's an incredible formula, which I learned from Atomic Habits, an amazing book, which I use this. It's time multiplied by habits equals result. Now, great habits will accelerate great results. Poor habits will accelerate poor results. A lot of men have got some really shitty, crappy habits.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And a lot of them are unconscious. So we do a deep dive into having a really close look at what is really going on. Let's be truthful here. Okay. And then flipping it around and taking some of these disempowering habits and making them more empowering. So alcohol is a big one. So I encourage men to cut back. Alcohol's huge, Lewis. Like, you see the impact it's had for you. You know, if you drink and you get to the state where you're hungover, your testosterone is smashed and it takes 4 to 6 weeks for it to recover back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So low testosterone generally equals high cortisol, which is high stress. High cortisol, low testosterone for a man equals storing tummy fat, equals lower libido, lower productivity, poor sleep, mental fog, the afternoon crash, failure to build muscle. Being able to flip that around. So the work that I do is all around making sure that we can elevate our testosterone and keep our cortisol down. Mm. We do that through nutrition, but also through the mindfulness techniques as well. If we can operate with higher testosterone and lower cortisol, lower stress, building muscle, burning fat, more energy, better sleep, better productivity, better libido, being more fucking manly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the opposite, when we smash ourselves with alcohol, we've got poor habits, our mental wealth is in the toilet, cortisol high, testosterone down, it's impossible to climb out of that if you don't make some rapid changes.
And it all comes back down to the habits that you're doing. I always say to people, Scotty, show me your diary. Well, first of all, they haven't got one. Show me your Outlook calendar. There isn't one there. Just maybe a few meetings in the future. You know, oh, this is it. No, show me your actual calendar. Show me your actual diary of what you do every hour of the day. If you can show me that, and it was logged down, and we can visually both look at it together, that is the outcome of where you are today. That diary is leading to what you are doing today, that outcome, that have. So something just needs to change in that diary. But for it to change in that diary, the mentality needs to change, the right mental health, the right wellness around it. And it's back to, so we use the bead in what I do as well as the A-Players podcast is business coaching and another business. And the Be Do Have principle is real heavy in there as well, mate. It's the key, right? You can't do something without the be, and the be can't be something unless you do some different shit.
Yeah.
So it all comes back down to that. And the do is just what's in your diary, mate. What if you are not putting it in the diary to change that habit, then you're going to get that same have no matter what.
Yeah.
Mate, this has been awesome. This has been really awesome. So yeah, some great cool. wellness tips in here, great health tips for men and mental health tips as well. We're now talking about how we're going to move towards the 100K club, mate. 200K if you're in Australia, because your currency is different. So it's 200K club if you're Australian and listening. So for everybody that's listened to the A-Players podcast, hope you've took away some gold nuggets. If you want to follow Scotty, Instagram.
Yep.
Instagram. I am Scott Wood. Is that right?
At I am Scott C. Wood.
Scott C. Wood.
Scott C. Wood.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, you'll see you come up on there. You yep. share all this content on there, mate. They can follow you. They can get your programs. They can.
I do share lots of content, lots of videos on mental health and nutrition and just my story and some of the work I'm doing. So sharing more and more on there now, which is great.
Yeah, awesome. A daily motivation, mate. You know, you don't need yep. the daily Stoic, you need the daily Scotty.
Yeah, absolutely, brother.
Mate, absolute legend for coming onto the show. And look, guys, this is all for free. There is a fee, as we always say, and that is to share this with somebody that you feel could make an impact in their lives. If there's one thing that me and Scotty have discussed today that you feel could make an impact in someone else's life, just copy this episode, slide it into their DMs and say, hey, look, you need to go and have a listen to Scotty. There's some cool stuff on there. For everybody that wants to join the 100K Club or going towards more financial successes, me and Scott are going to go and jump in there now for 5 or 10 minutes to record a few short episodes. Again, if you want to access that, go and jump and join in the 100K Club. Look at the podcast notes. The link is in there. Until next time, be great.